So as we've been texting, I just got off work and I'm not set up, so I appreciate your patience.
What work are you doing?
I'm filming a show.
That's could be cool, could be lame. Depends on the show. What network?
ABC.
Probably lame.
The truth is, if I could tell a story to help somebody escape the reality for 22 minutes at a time, it's,
that's fair. I'm grateful for the heard, you know Brian Keith Etheridge?
Do I know Melissa Etheridge?
Brian Keith Etheridge?
No.
He started, comic started with me, and he wrote for South Park for a year, and then he wrote for The Middle.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you deal with, I mean, South Park is so cool, and The Middle is not. And he goes, they're hiring me to make their lame show average. So I'm going to use my technique and my skill to help their show be a little less sucky.
I can appreciate that perspective, and I don't know if it's because I'm just so, what's the word, enlightened?
Yeah.
Or just have been around a bit, but I just am appreciative of the work, and almost nothing's great.
Yeah.
Some things are great. Your special's great.
Thanks, buddy. Did you see it?
The first half. I'll talk to you about
it's more than most comics.
But yeah, listen to the first half, because this was like a last-minute thing with you.
Yeah, so I appreciate it.
On my way home from work.
Thanks for taking time anyway.
Man, is it funny. I'll talk about it in a second, though.
Ow.
Getting you some room temp water. We're going to be good to go. You want any vitamins? I got vitamin D. I got Metamucil. I got generic psyllium husk. That's about it.
No, I'm all right.
Brilliant. Theme music.
Scoot doo. Blabbity blue, Scoop D. Oh yeah!
Ba, 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 ba. Have you ever heard the theme to? Have you ever heard the full version of People's Court, the song?
No.
You should listen to it. It's badass. Like as a full version song.
Okay.
It's so cool in 70s.
Well, I can't play it for people here because of. Obviously, YouTube and stuff, but could you tell, just like do it for a second. Let me hear how it goes.
Hold on.
It sounds like you're taking a shit.
Yeah. It's not that great. Hold on. I can't do it. It's multiple instruments. Horns and drums and like.
Could you do any of the melody and then we could build it? Or should we just get into what happened with Kanye?
Let me hear it. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah. It's sad, but I can't.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you could easily switch to a new therapist anytime.
Let me hear it.
That's right. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/Tyso. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tyso. You heard what he did to Chris Rock, right?
Kanye?
Yeah.
Slapped him?
Slapped the shit out of him.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It might be Chris Rock's face that's doing it. You got to look at the common denominator.
What do you mean?
What's making someone slap you over and over again?
Has it happened with someone else?
Yeah.
Who else slapped him?
Denzel Washington.
The dude from Training Day?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Cut to a clip. See if we can find a clip of that.
Yeah, here he is talking to Will Smith. Will Smith's trying to calm him down.
Wait a minute.
I run this place. You just live here.
I did a SNL, as we all did, I imagine. Some manager says, make a character real for Saturday Night Live at some point in your career.
Not me, but other things like that where I'm like, I'm not right for this, but go ahead.
Yeah, of course I'm not right for this. I don't know what to do, but like, ooh, you could put your feet up.
Okay.
My impressions were like, one of them was Denzel. I did Jada Pinkett Smith. Like, I just thought I could be ironic with it, but I was just doing lines from the movie.
That's my favorite impressionist who just like say like, yeah, my brother used to do that. He goes, I'm Parker Lewis. And you're like, that's not an impression. That's just saying the guy.
Yeah. I'm walking here, man. Ari?
Yeah.
Ari.
You got it.
I haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
You were one of my first friends when I moved to LA.
We don't look the same anymore.
What happened? You've been using your brain and your eyes. Yeah. You got LASIK and your hair got LASIK. Shorter?
Yeah. Yeah.
You were one of my first friends. My aunt and uncle lived up above the Comedy Store, and I'd always park there because it's free parking up there.
Yeah, it's big.
A half a mile walk up and down a mountain, you know, but like, as the special says.
Up and around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, I forgot about that. They kept going further and further, like, no parking here, no parking here. I'm like, oh, we're poor. We're just going to infect
your neighbors. But you live right by King's.
Right by, yeah, on Pink Dot, next to Pink Dot. Yeah.
So that's where I would walk down that hill. And then I saw you walking. And I'm like, oh, hey. And I saw you walking, and we walked to the Comedy Store together. And ever since then, whenever I would see you at the Comedy Store, you'd say, hello. I had just moved here.
Yeah.
And you were always saying hello.
Remember how big that was? Were you just like, does no one like me? Where can I talk to anyone? And then someone's like, hi. And you're like, oh. Right. Oh, it's going to keep me going. Human interaction. Uh-huh. In a soulless town.
Did you feel that way when you first came?
Yeah.
When is that?
1999, yeah. And then it was like, I moved out with a roommate, my friend from high school and college. But then it was like, he wasn't doing stand-up. And it was like,
put his Instagram handle here.
How do I meet anybody? I met Duncan Trussell. He hired me at the Comedy Store.
Hired you. How was he hiring?
He was at work in the phones, and I was like, can I get a job here? Because you have to fill this application out. And I'm like, what do I do? He goes, just keep bugging them. They'll hire you.
Right.
Just keep calling every day.
Benji Aflalo did that for me. I answered phones for a little.
Wow. Benji Aflalo.
Yeah.
Child molester.
Bleep it. But you could keep it in so people know what he said.
Yeah.
I guess, are you guys friends?
We are. Listen. I'm not a child and I don't have children. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't bother me as much as it does most people.
Is this a real allegation? Because if so, I have questions.
What do you call an allegation once it's been decided by a court of law?
Prosecuted.
Fact? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, good guy. We always hung out. We've done mushrooms together.
Listen, as much as I love a good bit and I hate to negate stuff, I love Benji and I don't even want to.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think of him that way. He just got married. Boy, are his arms tired.
Stupid. Yeah, it's fun when you make a friend in Hollywood. Fun. New Hollywood.
Comedy Store was, that was the most of me coming in. Going to the Comedy Store didn't just represent the Comedy Store. It was me moving to LA.
Where'd you come from?
Getting it, Cleveland. Boy, my arms tired. And that and basketball. You and Ren is easy.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, you guys were comedians and I'm just kind of starting, but then we all play basketball. It's like, oh, we could be equals. Well, not equals.
Yeah. But the Saturday game didn't matter. It was like, yeah, we're playing.
Uh-huh.
It was pickup every level. We had like serious Hollywood writers, losers who weren't making a dollar. And it was like, hop that fence over that park.
We're not losers because they're not making a dollar.
Yeah.
Unless they couldn't dunk.
Yeah. Could you?
Yeah.
Oh. Sklar Brothers could always hit a mid-range jumper.
I never saw them at the games.
Oh, really?
No. I like them very much. And I only know them from, like, I did a podcast with them once and you see them at the Comedy Store, but I don't know them really.
You could be the fourth Sklar.
Who's the third? Do they have three?
Yeah, Sklar Fear. Yeah, they hit a mid-range jumper. One time I remember at Saturday basketball, I was like smoking a cigarette I was playing it was like I was starting. I played my first defensive set with a cigarette in my mouth, and then I was
show
like,
me again how you play defense. Okay. and I was, why don't you keep playing?
Okay. And I was like, you know, and then I was like, okay. Oh, offense. I was like, hold on. Okay. And they're like, what are you doing, man? Why are you smoking? Uh-huh. And I was like, I like it. They're like, it's God, come on, dude. It's disgusting. I'm like, yeah, you're right. And they're like, it's unhealthy. They're both on me the way they do mm-hmm. at once. I'm like, you're right. And they're like, it makes your clothes stink. And you're like, yeah. And it makes your breath stink, yeah. And then we're like, it's not cool. And I was like, well, hold on. That's the only reason to smoke. It is very cool.
Are you smoking cool?
Smoking is cool.
I think smoking I get how it used to be cool. To me, it's just trash.
Trash is cool. It's not Steve McQueen. I get what you're saying.
No, though. There's nothing anymore. Like, we know too much about the cigarette now.
How about rolling your own cigarette like I do in France?
Yeah, that's very cool.
That's very cool. But
I feel like rolling your own cigarette to smoke is the way meat eaters should be. Like, oh, real men eat meat. Real men hunt. And if you're going to catch your own cow, because, you know, cows need to be caught.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke something you roll. Eat something you kill.
Agreed. And you don't have to cure your own tobacco.
No.
I went to Paris. I took a writing class for a week. Was there for 2 weeks total. And I was like, I'm going to start smoking. Mm-hmm. I'm going to roll cigarettes and start smoking at cafes. It'll be cool.
Right.
I bought pipe tobacco by accident. It was very difficult to roll.
Which is different than cigarettes.
Yeah, I guess it's way thicker. I didn't realize until about a week in and somebody was like, because you're not smoking the right kind of tobacco.
So did you figure out, are you good at rolling?
Yeah. And then I smoked regular tobacco. I was like, oh, this is a breeze.
That's kind of like starting to learn guitar and acoustic and then bringing it to electric.
Yeah. Learning on a stick shift car, then driving automatic. Good. What else you got?
I just love analogies. I'm like the Michael Jordan of basketball.
It's like
Michael Jordan of basketball.
Yeah.
I still can't get past the way you play defense is actually how people who are at NBA games behind the foul line going like this.
That's what I do. With the big hands. I can't be bothered to move around, but I can get in your way. Like, what's Ari doing? Like, distracting you. Yeah, basketball was fun. Now in Hollywood, man, you have anything's possible. It's such a cool time.
What do you mean? Are you saying a thing or what do you mean?
No, like when you start here, I forgot about it. Anything. You're like, the possibilities are so great. And the longer you go here, the less they become.
Is that because
it's wild? You're in this new town and it's like people are doing things. It's an exciting town.
Why does it go like this? Just because you get older and there's less stuff?
You get older, like less and less. Like you can't be a movie star. You can't do fucking, you know, singing Broadway. Where'd you buy that? What is that?
These are just some of them. Don't
worry.
Is
that a BAFTA?
No, it's a.
Is that a Comedians Basketball League?
This one? Yeah.
The other one. Did you win most? What'd you get? Biggest?
Most annoying.
Most annoying, sure.
Most overrated, which was the same year I won MVP, by the way.
You won MVP of the Comedians Basketball League? What's that one? Biggest what?
Biggest ego.
Biggest ego, yeah.
And then best player / worst comic.
I had the other way.
You were best comic / worst player?
Yeah.
This episode is going to be filled with talent. Did you really?
Yeah, I still have it.
Yeah?
I had to throw away all my trophies at some point. I'm like, what do I have all these for? I don't have room. We do this thing called space porn in New York. We're like, this would be cool to have, but no place to put it.
But you kept that one?
Yeah, I'm like, no, I want this.
Oh, that's great.
Proud of it.
Wow, that's like the Triforces lining up.
Yeah, together we're shitty comics and shitty basketball players.
Speaking of best comic, dude, your special is so bad. So I can't get over... No. I'm literally laughing out loud at least every minute.
Nice.
It's we don't know each other that well anymore.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You who listen to this podcast a lot know I like to talk about things I like. That's just my camera. No, just the people at home. I hope you know that your bit's going to make me now completely think how much I need to refocus you, but I'm sure it's fine. It was one of the funniest things I've ever listened to.
Thanks.
I was just, from the beginning, it's so, so funny.
Yeah, I tried to pack it in with laughs.
It's fucking loaded, dude.
I see a lot of specials and they go like, you know, it takes a while to get going, but then it gets really good. I'm like, why? What do you mean? What do you mean it takes a while to get? Mm-hmm. So anytime I was like, ooh, no jokes here for 30 seconds, that's not a good thing. Put three jokes in.
I don't think that logic is necessary.
Yeah.
I think there's different ways of being engaging and entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're going to be joke, it's a skill set. It's difficult to keep up the endurance, but you're doing it. It's you're literally telling stories of Judaism while, whether you want to or not, completely like, oh, this is who this guy is.
Right, right.
Just everything.
It's from me.
Yeah, because you're just like, I agree with it, but I'm not. It's so Jewish, dude. Even if you weren't talking about Jewish stuff, yeah. There's just such a Jew, and it was so comforting, and it just feels like that special and that kind of comedy feels like I feel that people who aren't in this business, who are Jewish, that have funny family, like everyone's funny, and the way that they're laughing at the highest level.
Michael Jordan, like, you could be.
People could hire you to go over to their Shabbats. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And just
Dice
call
had
everything
me lead
out.
His Passover service.
What'd you say?
Dice had me. I was at his house for Pesach, and he was like, Ari, you want to lead this? And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, it's been a while.
Do you know how to do all that?
Yeah, once I have a Haggadah, I could do it, you know, if I had the book to follow.
Haggadah, well, we all know what that is.
Put a fucking cry on there. What does
a cry on there mean? Oh, Chiron.
Chiron, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know you were so educated in, I didn't know you studied like that and you grew up that way.
Yeah.
You strike me as a guy who...
I got out.
Yeah, you got out.
Yeah,
you called it a cult that you got out of.
It's a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all kind of cults, but it's like cool.
At the extreme level... I didn't grow up with that.
What'd you grow up?
I grew up, you know, I got bar mitzvahed and they said, do you want to get reformed? I said, what does that mean? And then they said, go for a couple more years. I go, no. I loved it. I loved
really. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Hebrew school is cool.
Yeah.
But whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like my parents don't
have to master this. Mm-mm.
They don't need me to marry a Jewish woman. They just want me to be happy.
Really? No. That's a big one.
Yeah. They don't give a fuck. That's a big one.
Well, then why'd you let you go to LA? There's no fucking good women here.
Is that true?
Yeah, they're all fucking vapid idiots.
You know, the last three girlfriends I've had, I've met online and they didn't live here.
Okay.
Which I thought was a coincidence at first.
Yeah.
And then what I thought and still think, but maybe it's tough to meet people here. I don't know. But my theory is I don't, when a girl is interested in me, I've been this way since I was a kid.
You tune out. You're like, what's wrong with you?
No, but I'll remember what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Because you're so worthless. It's like, if you have such a bad antenna that you would fall for such a worthless idiot, then what's wrong with you?
I don't, I, Woody, is that Woody Allen who's like, I'm not attracted to anybody who would be interested in me?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's, I think I'm fucking awesome. I don't have that. I just don't want to. Like, we just meet. I know nothing of you. I'm going to go sit with you and commit to at least an hour, and I'm going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So what I found is that when I meet somebody who doesn't live here, we can't go. So what we have to do is just have FaceTimes. And then you FaceTime for a few weeks, and then it's like, oh, no, no. Or, yeah, all right, now I want to see you. Instead of a date being trying out food, I would rather be like, ooh, this food looks, I want to try this food.
Yeah. Don't you still get nervous the first time you see them, though? Where it's like, ooh, it's a step up.
I feel like you'll understand this. I'm so used to being nervous and constantly nervous that it doesn't necessarily get in the way. I'm just, I've developed the language to deal with it. Will you wash your hands? I've developed the language. Take off your shoes.
Yeah. I don't want to be in this date anymore.
Yeah, but you just say, but that's easy to hang up.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way? Do you feel if somebody likes you that?
I have in the past. It's like, oh, maybe you're not that great. But if they don't want you, it's like, damn, you're to be sought after.
Those are two different things. There's the wanting to chase and there's the not respecting that they like you.
Yeah.
Does the latter exist?
I don't know.
What you said in your special, you said former and latter, and the goys, the former is one, latter is two. Yeah. That's not a Jewish thing, is it? It's
where intelligence is a Jewish thing. So how would this dumb fucking goys know? Yeah, they are. You ever laugh at them when they think they're smart? And you're like, fucking fourth grade.
I haven't made that connection that the Jews are smarter.
Interesting. That's a very, it's almost like a, you know.
An Al-Khed?
No, like you are smart enough to have made that connection because you're Jewish, genetically intelligent, superior.
I just know a lot of smart people and they're not all Jewish.
Right. It's more likely. You know, Brian Moses can't play basketball well. But it's like, doesn't mean black people aren't great at basketball.
Where did that pull come from? Were you thinking of this stuff?
Maybe, yeah.
Why?
I think I saw that family and I was like, that looks like a young Brian Moses.
Man, there's such a funny shorthand to me about referencing, like Brian is a friend of mine. I've seen him 8 times in the past 5 years, but still like a friend, like you see him, but it still feels like an obscure reference. Anybody you haven't seen in the past 3 months?
Yeah.
Do they exist?
Why are you pulling that? Yeah, right.
But there's like, it feels.
You ever see somebody after COVID? You haven't seen them? I was like, hey, how you doing? Like, what do you mean, how you doing? I haven't seen you in 3 years. Like, oh yeah, okay.
I haven't seen you in a very long. I also think I've seen you on things.
Right, so it's like you sort of see somebody.
I watched some of you on Tim Dillon.
Yeah, I see clips of you. Yeah, listen, if clips. I can jerk off to it, I've seen you.
What is it? Wait, we can expand on that?
Shoot loads right at my fucking computer screen every time you're on.
Oh,
because I feel like I'm looking at my former self, and that is a turn on. I'm like, this is what I would have been if I stayed the same age. So, bah, bah. You see, if you get the computer monitor, go like that, then it's like you shot a nice.
Wait, what is it? Oh, that's the back of it where you hit it?
The force, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just like.
So it seems like you don't like a girl who likes you because you aren't your younger self.
No, I have done that in the past. I'm not, you know, it's not a therapy thing. Like, I don't really know. It's just.
Are you in a relationship?
Off and on, it happens, you know. I'm dating a dude now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Tony.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Really?
First one, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's weird.
First time you've been with a guy or first time you've been interested in guys?
Both.
I don't know what it means to about not believing, or not necessarily not believing, but questioning, because so many people lie about stuff, but yeah. It's like, well, I would believe you if you said I'm dating my redhead for the first time.
Yeah. Let's try different ways. I'm dating a redhead.
Really?
Yeah. Keep trying. I'm dating someone who's like 65 years old.
That tracks. That one tracks.
Hey, I'm dating my first black person.
Tracks. I actually think of you as preferring black girls.
You know, one of the reasons I moved to New York was to finally fuck black people. It's so
it's
separated.
A good t-shirt.
It was so separated.
Also, cover yourself. You're not going to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just looking out for you. You got something in your teeth. You know what, John Michael? Let's blur all that.
John Michael, if you don't mind, cover up the tire.
You know what? I wanted to read the exact thing. My phone's over there. But he texted me today when I told him you're coming on. And he's like, make sure to tell Ari that I loved his special.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Jean-Michel. Appreciate it.
Put up a picture of Joel McHale when he said that.
Yeah.
So tell me about it. You moved to New York to date.
One of the reasons was like, it's so separated here. There's no mingling as much. There can be, but it just wasn't. And I was like, I think the melting pot of New York is going to help me fuck a black chick.
And?
Two. First two.
And?
It was great. First one I started was this kind of a starter black chick, Stacey Dash, if you will.
What does that mean? She kind of
ponytail.
Looked, right.
Eyeliner.
Bleep her last name out of respect.
Chick from Clueless. Bleep out Liz.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You really fucked her?
No, the style of.
Oh, man. I had a crush on her.
She was so hot.
Oof.
But it's a specific kind of black chick, is Stacey Dash Black.
She
held it together too, deep into her 40s.
I told somebody today I'm saving myself for Luke Perry. Now you're in another Clueless reference. I don't know if I'm using this right, but Small World.
Luke Perry wasn't in Clueless.
No, but she said, but the rare Cher didn't sleep with anybody because she was saving herself for Luke Perry. And then she says, I don't care about if he's in college or not, as long as his you know what isn't crooked. Yeah.
Penis.
Dick.
Dick, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you meet a black girl. Now, are you, I don't know if I'm using the word right, searching for a black girl?
Not like deeply, but like I'm now going to be open to this.
What year is this?
Like, you put your mind on it. 2012-ish.
Oh, this was pre-COVID.
Yeah, pre-COVID. Yeah, no, I would never do it now, but like, you know, but before COVID was around, right. You thought that was safe.
Right.
Yeah, and then I met one, and it was like, we hit it off, and it was like.
So you meet her, and you're attracted. Where do you meet her?
The Stand.
And is she a comedian?
No, she worked in the kitchen.
Right. And you, did you meet her while she was working?
Yeah, we met, staff.
Here, I'm her. And how do you approach her?
She's like, well, here, guys, here's some food.
Oh, wait, sure, here, I'll do that. I'll lean here.
There you go, boys. There's some food.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you guys see that? She just fucking did a thing. What do you mean? I'm telling you, it was a move. All right. What's that?
What are you doing tomorrow?
Probably just fucking doing shit. Fucking bitch.
Yeah, that's gay white.
Probably gonna watch fucking, what's 2012? I'm fucking going voting for Coney.
Oh, wow. Really?
Coney 2012.
No, I don't think that was a vote for Coney.
What was that?
I think that was genocide or something.
No, it's Coney 2012.
I don't think he ran for office.
He did something.
I thought Coney 2012 was like some sort of genocide.
No, he was against genocide.
Was he running for genocide?
No, he was running for, like, to stop it. Coney 2012.
Anyway, I got tickets to the new Serena Williams match.
Of course you would invite the first black girl that you wanted to sleep with to a Serena match. No, how did you go up to her? Did you know?
We just started flirting, and then I think we went back to her place.
The night you met her?
No, I met her a bunch, and there was like flirting. You're work friends, you know? Right. You're like, there's something there. And then you just eventually, it's like, we're all drinking together all the time.
Do you ever think about, I don't want to be intimate with somebody at a place that I work? Does that, whether you listen to it or not.
Let's keep this quiet. This seems, but we're both adults, you know? I think we went out for drinks.
I just want to, after you get up, I'm going to fix this. It's bugging me a little. Here, you got to get up.
Yep.
Thanks, dude. All right.
You like this. I was at a bar. And
you have my attention.
And there was a water bed that you could sit on.
Yeah,
this bar. Anyway, sitting there talking.
A bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And somebody comes up and says, like, excuse me. And I had a drink. I had to say this was the water bed. I had a drink like right here.
Easy.
I'm not going to do it because it's whatever.
Easy.
It's more of a hard top.
Maybe don't do it.
Yeah, maybe don't do it. Imagine a hard top.
You got that?
Yep. Imagine this is part of the bed.
Yeah.
John Michael, you got this in the shot?
It's in. We go wide and then we push in.
Okay. Somebody comes up to me and he's like, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was going to like say, can I get this water bed? It's in. And I'm like, yeah, because in New York, you just don't talk to people. Mm-hmm. It's just not cool. And he goes, would you mind taking that glass off of the edge of that water bed? And I was like, weird. You know, I was like, why? He goes, my friend is highly autistic and it's bugging the shit out of him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And then you see the guy like this, and I just moved it. Uh-huh. And you just see, as I'm moving, he's just like, he's just like, I'm like, damn. Anyway, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for water not spilling. One of my best friends is black. I never know when to use that, but you know, sometimes you let people know.
It's best to use it ahead of time. When you're being accused of racism, it's too late to use that.
You get accused of racism often?
No, but I have accused others, and it's too late at that point. If you go, you're racist, you're anti-Semitic. That's a new one, dude. We can start using that all the time. Any argument you get, you're just saying that because you're anti-Semitic. Let's use it. Black people always use it. You know, Cheryl Underwood had a bit about that. She goes, a lot of times black people just accuse people of racism to see if we get some free shit. She's like, maybe we'll get some fries out of this.
You said, what was it for Hanukkah? I don't remember what the setup was, but it was because when Jewish people want free gifts,
Jewish kids get free shit.
You have a point of view that isn't the same as mine with stuff. Like, I get it, but you have a point of view with Judaism that is just not mine, but it's not the opposite. It's just a little different.
Yeah.
But I still, everything that you said, it was like, I get it. Bill Burr does that, not with Jewish shit.
Yeah, where you're like, I wouldn't take that angle, but I get that you have feelings about this that I can believe.
It's understanding without agreeing.
Right, right.
And it was really anyway, I really recommend the special.
It's on YouTube.
But being Jewish and hearing somebody saying stuff that's still a little different, but like I'm in on everything.
It's like this with stand-up. You can say like, my mom did something crazy, or my mom would always put Pringles in a Ziploc bag, 5 Pringles, and give it to me. It's like, I need to set it up where you don't know my mom, but you can get it. Mm-hmm. I paint a picture. But if I do it where it's like, you have to have known my mom to get this, then that's not a good joke. But we can all do these things like, oh, the plumbing in my apartment, it shoots water. I was like, I get it. You painted a picture. It's fine. Great. I get it. You know, but if you go like, you know how my bathroom sink is, people are like, no.
But what if you are explaining your mother and then later on, like when you go back to the bedsheet stuff? I mean, uh-huh. I think setting up a world is great.
Yeah, you set it up with jokes and then like you make right, you set it up for people, but you have to set it up for people.
Yeah. Dude, it was Family Guy level jokes.
Thanks.
I mean, it's just boom, boom, boom. How long were you working on this?
5.5 years.
Yeah, I heard on Tim Dillon you said 5 years, but that's on this special, really?
Wow.
Did you know that you were building this special, or were you just doing jokes for 5 years without a special? And you're like, I'll put all these in this one.
It was this. I finished my last one in 2016.
4 years after Coney lost.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I missed out on that genocide. Still champ. Still time. Come back.
No, Coney was good, I think. If he wasn't, use this version. I actually fucking can't believe what Coney did.
Can we do one more take?
Be indifferent.
You don't know one way or the other. Try
right,
that
yeah.
way.
I don't remember if it was good or bad, but I remember back then I really cared one way or the other.
That's the one.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
5 years, 5.5 years.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, I did my last special. I did one bit, the closer that you'll see later, and then about Noah and the flood. And then and that was my like kind of start. And then I went to Southeast Asia for a few months, and I was like, got back, and there was like, I'm working on this specifically. It's stuff about Judaism. I had to like angle it where it's like, I got tradition in there, I got culture, I got laws, I got like Bible stories, and I had to try to get a good mixture of all of them so there wouldn't just be one thing. I couldn't cover every holiday.
What would one thing mean? You mean so it wouldn't be one
holiday?
If I
just did all the holidays, it'd be like, but then they're like, well, how did you feel growing up in that, you know? Right. So I'll tell you what Hanukkah is and also like how I was as a kid in Hanukkah, you know?
But what is the skeleton? Because I'm not sure what we kept in the opening, but I listened to it on my way home from work. So I got, I think, 48 minutes in. It seems like
In, out.
But it seems like it was holidays are the tent poles.
Holidays, I started a little bit, done with that. And then some Bible stories. Adam is pretty early on, Adam and Eve. And then later, Noah. And then,
dude, it's so, even saying Adam and Eve, I'm thinking all your Adam and Eve jokes. It's such a good special, man.
That one really sets it up to be like, I'm going to deal with these Bible stories as a real human analyzing real stories.
Of course. That's the only way to show you how ridiculous this is to take it literally. And the argument is always, well, it's not a literal interpretation. It's like, well, then,
that's incorrect. That's not what Jews say. They say every one of these is literal. So they say when Jacob fought the angel, an angel came down and fought Jacob. And then he changed his name from Yaakov to Yaakov. They added like an H in there. Oh my God.
Why? So he could get a job in Hollywood?
That's right. They're like, but that's just a dream. That's not literal. And my rabbi is going, no. Everything's literal.
That's your rabbi.
You can have a second interpretation.
How many people are saying everything's literal? Because I've heard many religious scholars say it's not literal.
God, no, not
Jewish. But God didn't write it.
They say God wrote it. Talmud's different than the Bible. The Bible's the word of God. He wrote it.
He spoke it.
What?
He spoke it to the scribers. Which, speaking of scribers, head on over to patreon.com/takeyourshoesoff for more, you get it.
Has anyone refused to take their shoes off?
No one will come in.
You just won't let them in.
For not taking the shoes off, second, if you're that ambivalent, am I using that word right?
Maybe.
If you're that, disrespectful to in somebody's home, what makes them feel safe and comfortable, where you're like, fuck this. It's like, I don't want you fucking here.
I know, but what if they just did it?
Well,
what if, like, imagine Larry David, and you're like, you didn't tell me to take my shoes off. I just did it.
I would have told you. I also have clean socks by the door in case people don't have socks.
That's nice. But what if you're like, imagine Larry David, you didn't tell him ahead
of
time.
So you're saying this example is, imagine the king.
The king.
Not someone I like, but the
king,
number one.
The king of Jews.
Right.
And he comes in and you're like, oh, hey man, would you mind taking your shoes off? But do it, I'll be Larry David.
Okay. Hey, will you please take your shoes off? Funny, I love that energy. But I really have a thing, I have OCD and I need you to.
It's not really my thing. Take your shoes off.
I have the foot covers. That's the best thing I could do.
I don't think so.
He wouldn't do that. There's no way he would do
that. I felt him. I felt
There's
him channeling
no
through me.
Let's get him on the phone.
Totally see him. Get him on the phone.
I'll get Larry David on the phone.
Do you know him? You're Hollywood.
I do, and I've never called him. We texted twice. Well, I texted him twice. He texted me back.
You're going to call in a favor of Larry David just to find out how he'd feel about these shoes.
I don't feel like it's a favor as much as I feel like it's a game that is a game both that he would like to play, but also you're saying this is his point of view. I'm saying strongly, I think he's more empathetic than this.
Nah, if he's not into taking a shot, I can see him going like, I don't sing happy birthday. He refuses to sing happy birthday as everybody's yelling.
That's Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry.
That's him.
That's what he wants to be.
That's who he is.
Really not getting service right now?
Oh, you
wait.
Idiot.
There we go. Come on. What are the chances of him answering? I'm actually so nervous right now. Because even if he doesn't answer, he saw a missed call.
Also, does he have your number saved?
He texted me once. He's texted me back once. He liked my show as we see it. And he talked to me about it.
Been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Motherfucker.
Wow. Wow. Forwarded. That doesn't mean, hello, this is a voicemail. Forwarded. That means he's doing something too important, like leaving his shoes on. He's busy leaving his shoes on.
Dude.
I want to slap in the
really
face
want
it.
I really want it. I almost want to ask, you know what I might do?
What?
And if so, we'll cut to it here. I might ask, tell him the situation and ask him what he would do. And maybe he could send a video and I'll just cut to it. So we'll cut to it and we'll come back and we'll do a response.
Larry David is going to send you a fucking video of how he'd handle your request with his lunacy.
I can't tell by your tone. Are you yelling at me?
I've raised my voice.
Do you think
it's a disbelieving raising of the voice.
Do you think he's more willing to take his shoes off for me or send me the video?
That's a good question.
Thank you. We'll
now,
be right back.
Hold on.
After a word from our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, am I perfect? Maybe. Have I always been this way? I might have been, but if I wasn't, what helped get me there was being able to find who I am, discover the patterns of my life. Therapy has helped me so much that oftentimes people will comment on this podcast that, what is this, a therapy podcast? And then people lose it. People love when people comment that because it's like, no, it's mostly a comedy podcast, but there is a lot of serious. If there's somebody that you want to talk to, but you don't know who to talk to, or if you feel like there's things you want to get off your chest, but you don't even know where to begin, a licensed therapist is a great way to start. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. I like the way that's written. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online, plus it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/Tyso. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tyso.
Now that we're back, I've been thinking about the way I said that's. And And it implied that
how long have you been thinking about it?
For the last minute and 30 seconds, okay. As I heard from
one to two commercials.
Yeah. The way I said that's implied that none of your other questions were good.
I didn't take it that way.
I said that's a good question. It means like, what else would it be? It wasn't like, that's a good question. That's a good question.
So what are you telling me right now?
Like when you get up and you have a bad set at the comic store and you see somebody on the sidewalk and they go, I thought you did well. Like, why was that hard eye?
Is that what you were doing?
When I said that, I realized it was too hard and I'm saying I didn't mean to do that.
I get what you're saying. I didn't think of it that
great.
Way.
Great, okay, then I shouldn't have brought it up. The point is though, that is a good question. Would Larry David, King of Kings, be more likely to send you a video of his reaction or be more likely to take his shoes off?
And here is the, they would say in the Talmud, the what if.
The what if. Kal vachomer.
Kal vachomer Simpson?
Yeah.
If he would be more willing to take his shoes off, then send the video, yet in the video, he would confess that I don't think I would take my shoes off,
wow.
But he did something even more rare.
Sending
you might
video.
Be a redneck.
Yeah. Yeah,
I really want him to. I did say, could you call me for something? It's time sensitive, and now I'm like really, literally phoning it in with this man.
You're phoning it in.
Yeah, like that's not when to use it. I didn't think it was a favor until that.
I mean,
text.
Imagine you're in a you're like in a pitch, and you're like, what if we get Larry David's text? You're like, I think I've, fuck, I don't think I can call him. I just called him about something else, and I should not have used.
What'd you call him for?
I had a guy at my house. And he thought that Larry wouldn't take his shoes off.
Well, that's ridiculous. Of course he would take his shoes off.
But that's what I said. So I had to prove it to this guy.
Okay. Well, that makes total sense. We'll buy your show.
Yay!
is that how you celebrate?
Yeah. Yay. Oh, come on, this is not going to
fly. I know. And I normally set up a lot better, but I was working.
What's this for, jizz?
I don't like outside clothes on my celebrating it.
That's fair. You ever meet Sal Volcano?
He's I don't know germaphobe. If we've met, but we've talked
a bit. He's a big like, ooh, you can't put your purse on you. We were at a bar, that same bar with the waterbed, with a friend, put their purse on the ground.
Floor bag. That's what I said to you about your
goes,
bag.
Well, what are you doing? Then you're going to have that in your home? It's been on the floor where feet have stepped, random feet have stepped? No.
I can't control what people do with their bags. And I mean that as a microcosm as well. But I also can control what I allow in my place. So I assume all bags are floor bags until proven otherwise.
You got a dog?
No.
Cat?
No. I want to get cats.
Just keep bowls on the floor?
There was a bleep that.
It's a nice place.
I'm bringing, doesn't matter. I'm getting rid of that desk. I'm getting rid of some stuff. So I'm trying to figure that out.
Give it to comics.
I'm giving it to my brother, I think.
Fair.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, floor bags.
Yeah.
So when I have, and listen, I'm a single man.
Yeah.
I'm doing my thing. What's up, baby? And she's like, you know, she's like,
I'm calling you from, you know, Tucson. I've been hitting it off.
What does that mean?
You date girls from out of town, remember earlier?
Right. Tucson? Mm.
Kansas City?
No, it's usually one of the coasts.
New York, Chicago. Okay.
New Jersey.
Yeah. Watch this.
Yeah. Stay like that, though. No. Keep going what you're doing. Yeah. Okay. When a woman comes over, I'm very like, also like you've been FaceTiming or you've been talking, I let them know what they're literally walking into.
Yeah.
You need to wash your hands, blah, blah, blah. Put your phone in the phone soap before your phone touches anything. I have a
phone soap.
You put it in there, free plug, phone soap, 10 minutes, ultraviolet rays that kill, you know, your contacts that you don't want in there. Yeah. Which is incidentally what they call my cock after they clean themselves up.
Phone soap.
Big white thing. And then they go upstairs and like they have to bring their bag, and I have my bed. Obviously, don't put it there. I also have already accepted that if a girl comes over, we're gonna get in the bed. I'm probably gonna have to wash it, but I do first say, either, you know, I don't want to ask you just to get naked right now. I'm sure, you know, if you're interested, and I have no expectation. We'll see. You know, I at least want to kiss you. But if you're willing to get naked, that'd be great. But also, I could give you shorts.
I'm walking out the door.
No.
they're already here. They're in.
They're in. Shtick it. I do. Yeah. I. You know, it's all real things, but delivered in a way that's palatable. But then I just, there was a time where a girl was putting her bag on my bed, which is mental to me. Like, even if you're not that way, you don't do that.
You don't do that.
So I went, no. And I put it, and she was about to put it on the floor, but I have a rug there. You can't clean the rug as well as the hardwood. So I put it there, and I was so particular, but then I'm eating her asshole like 20 minutes later. My tongue is in her asshole, but I can't have her purse on my rug.
I mean, there's a different, I get it.
Cause I'm in control of that.
Yeah.
If putting your purse on my bed made you come, I would still ask you not to. No. I would be all right. I would just wash my bed.
I mean, because an asshole is a different thing. You know whose asshole it is. It's like saying, are you going to eat the rest of those fries? Hey.
Whose fries?
Your fries. Then it's like, sure.
Right.
And then, but if you're just like,
fries off the hotel
shit,
floor.
Someone left these fries. Right. I'm eating those. And it's like, well, it wasn't some fucking immigrant with AIDS. You'd be like, yeah, but
or
I don't
American
know. I don't know
with
for sure.
Chlamydia.
With chlamydia.
Yeah. It's.
And it's the not knowing. So it's like, what's on someone's foot? What's on someone's. Right. Yeah. That your asshole is like, yeah, that's your asshole. You weren't taking your ass cheeks apart and just shoving them on the sidewalk, then I won't eat that ass.
Right. There's a reason why you put toilet paper down on a public toilet. You don't know what's been on it, which also, by
but
the
it's
way-
it's like butts, but like, right. But
I still. Just talked about this. Todd Glass was on, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks ago.
Love a Todd Glass.
Love.
Yeah.
But speaking to him about, and the
architecture comic.
The what comic?
Architecture comic.
I don't know that term.
He's always like, oh, you got to change a light here. This is not rookie kid. You have dark lights. You go to the bathroom, lights are all bright. You got to put foils in the lights.
He brings things to put over the lights. Cut to it.
It's funny. When I say a nice green room, the Acme in Minneapolis is not a fancy green room because there's all stone walls. It's very easy for me to go back there and get really comfortable because it has just a creative vibe. So I like put my spin on it and I'll gel a light, but it doesn't take a lot. Like
you gel a light?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You know, put like a gel on it so it's like the room's blue instead of.
Yeah. So I said he is that guy. Uh-huh. He's an architecture comic. And he goes, that's the nicest I've ever been called gay.
You guys ever hook up?
Nah. It's before I was.
Is it before you were?
Yeah.
How does that happen? You changed?
I don't know, man. Something about this dude.
Are you guys together?
Yeah.
Have you potted with him yet? During COVID, I'm saying, were you guys in the same pod?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I thought that meant like smoking weed.
I meant podcasting.
Okay. I got three options there.
But just...
Get Larry David on the phone.
I'll try him again. I can't try him again. I'm going to try him again. At this point.
What's he doing? Did he text back?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. He's going to send you the voicemail again.
I don't think he sent me a voicemail. I don't even know if he forwarded. That's not what that means. If it rings like five or six times.
Listen to the voicemail.
Mm-mm. No. No, because I would bleep it. I could, but I would bleep it.
The other one
that's
said
nobody else's business.
You've been forwarded to.
Right.
This one sounds like a ring.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Forwarded.
3.
I can't have the bleep even those couple numbers that we heard.
Overrule that.
Okay.
Triple them up.
3, 3, 3.
Make it on loop, Shawn Michael. 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, just loop it. Loop those numbers over and over and over again. Backwards, forwards, forwards, backwards.
Do you remember any passwords, any number passwords from your childhood?
I remember a test I took at Yeshiva University. I was on the golf team. I was bad, but I was on the golf team. And we had a quiz to do, a test for something. I don't remember what course. But it was like, well, you have the option. The test is on Wednesday. You can take a test the day beforehand if you want, mm-hmm. or you can take a test the day after.
But you can't take it on the day it comes?
I was playing golf that day.
Right. No, that makes sense.
I was off. So anyway, people took the test on Tuesday, and they had one test. And it was like, well, here's the test I took. We will show each other. And then I went and played golf. And everyone on Wednesday took a test. Like, oh, look, this is the test I took. And it matched. Tuesday and Wednesday.
So now I know Thursday.
Yeah.
I have it.
And one of them was matchups. You have to like match this to that.
Uh-huh.
You know, what number to what letters?
Of course.
Oswaq Rhino Vimtapix.
Oswaq Rhino Vimtapix? That was the acronym that you
remember? OSWQRYNUVMTPX.
Yeah.
And just went right to the back page. Still remember it. Yeah, still in there. Anybody who's going to YU right now, if you're still taking some course, I don't know what. It was secular.
If the first couple letters match up, chances are.
Oswaq Rhino Vimtapix. It's important you know this.
I do that and I get it. I just don't love it on my microphone from you, but I get it. I've done it. I've done it so many times.
Can't you? Oh.
Oof, you ever fart into the microphone on stage?
Oh, yeah. It's a great.
Does it make you?
It accentuates it so much. And crowds are like, what? And you're like, yeah, I'm a child.
It makes me laugh so hard. The sound, the fact that I did it, the fact I've only done it. I've done it three times. No, I'm not saying like it's, I've never bombed as hard.
Oh, really?
Nobody thought it was funny.
What? It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally you got that, but through multiple speakers around a room.
I woke up at 4 a.m. two nights ago, and I had some dreams. I was taking a different kind of magnesium. You know, sometimes you have dreams that are more than regular.
Yeah.
I'm in a place that is just a little different than I woke up for whatever reason. I wasn't in a silly mood.
Magnesium dreams. That sounds like a Tori Amos album. Go ahead.
I just don't get references.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in a silly mood, but I farted while I was peeing. It was like a second, over a second long. You know, it was like a, it wasn't the longest fart in the world,
yeah.
But it was like a, you know, nice. As you would say, blowing the shofar.
Yeah.
And I clocked it. So when I had a fart again, I'm like, I wonder what, so I recorded it. I filmed it.
Let's hear it.
Filmed it? Oh, you don't have, right. You don't have the headphones.
Oh, that's what that's coming from.
Yeah. You want to put them on?
Yeah.
Let me get the surround. There's three. On. Also, I'm going to send these, John Michael. We'll sync up these three. They'll be in order. I'm going to play the first one again. So here's the first one. there's just, you can see a foot.
That's a solid one. What's this crowd not laughing? Come on. Dude, that wasn't
look at
real.
My legs. It looks like I'm at the OBGYN.
then, that's not real.
Yeah. And then I have one more that I did, and it was in the dark. There was you ever have a fart that sounds like a question? Farts are just so funny, and I don't get. I have a theory that people who think farts are funny are typically nice people, and I have a hypothesis behind that.
Okay, let's hear it.
The truth is, farts are funny, objectively.
Objectively.
You might be wrong sound. And think they're not.
Let me tell you why I know that's true. I was in Timor-Leste.
Where they think nothing is funny.
I don't have any connection with them at all.
What is that, by culturally. The way? I don't know what that is.
East Timor. It's a country that broke off from Indonesia 20 years ago. Brand new country.
Okay.
Got it? Still going?
Yep.
I was on a hike. I met some family that was all there, and we went up, we camped, we watched a sunrise over the highest peak there. Coming down, this guy was crouched down, just kind of like smoking or something, just like in a crouch. And he farted and kind of fell back, and we both made the connection that his fart made him fall back. We died laughing, and he spoke Tetum, and I spoke English, and we connected on how funny that fart was.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, objectively, farts are funny.
Babies laugh at it.
Babies laugh at farts.
And there is where my hypothesis is that you have to be trained or taught to not think they're
at
funny.
Farts. Yes.
And it doesn't mean you're a bad person.
It means you have bad leaders.
I want to just be very honest with this, and I don't want to say bad because that's not my point of view. It's that for whatever reason, religious or you think it's inappropriate.
Can you push this really, really loud for me?
I don't want a bag on my rug, and that's funny to me. The comedy, I mean, and I will be cleaning it, but the comedy surpasses it. Ugh.
So I don't know what that was.
So
it's not supposed to smell to yourself.
So I just want to be clear that if you don't think farts are funny, it doesn't mean you're not a good person. It's like a square, a rectangle. A square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not necessarily a square.
Oak is a tree, but a tree's not an oak.
Say it again.
Oak is a tree, but a tree's not an oak. Tree's not necessarily an oak.
Not necessarily, yes.
Yeah. But so, you're not necessarily a bad person.
Right.
But if you do think farts are funny, you are a good person.
Statistically, and I have not done the research, but more often than not, and what my hypothesis is, you have not been jaded away from your childhood instincts. And there's something light and free and immaturity, though sometimes it could be inappropriate, sure, but there is something childlike and untainted, pun unintended, about it. Tainted.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know what? You could be a kid. You could be playful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right.
So, you know something else I talk about? Because I tell before a girl comes over, like, we get to know each other.
If you fart, I will laugh.
I say to her, how are you on farts? It's a real question I ask. They don't need to say, I think they're the funniest thing on earth. But if they go, it's not going
to
work.
Sounds like Larry David has to take his shoes off.
Yeah, I don't think Larry David would do that.
Would do what? Ask a girl.
Would not take his shoes off. And also what you're doing, you're inverting the logic. Farting would be the equivalent to leaving your shoes on.
No, I'm not doing the logic. I'm saying you look there like I imagine Larry David looked.
Thank you.
If you tell him to take his shoes off under my theory of him.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understood what you meant then.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to get him on the phone. See if I can call Garland. See if I can get Garland to give me his number. Do you ever have bad edits in this?
No. No.
John Michael's a pro. Has he always been your guy?
Where'd
you find him?
He messaged me. He saw me on a podcast.
DM'd you. Slid into your DMs.
Email. So I have people emailing me constantly about wanting to edit and work on the podcast.
Really?
Constantly. And it's overwhelming. And I would always do it myself. And then I had help with Perry. Shout out to Perry, by the way. Grown up with his Instagram handle up here. Very
Scary
great.
Perry?
What's that?
Scary Perry?
No, you don't know this Perry. And I've worked with different people along the way. And I was always doing a lot of it too. And then John Michael came in and just... I mean, I could praise him a lot, and I have, and you're fantastic, but like, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but the guy is fucking fantastic. He seen enough of my podcast to know how I like it. I am the way I am with sending him all these messages about how I want things so particular. That's not even necessarily the right way, just the way I want it. You only have to tell him once, maybe twice. He's got it. Then he's adding his own shit that like, I never, like... He does my point of view while still having his own skill set. He's better
than
me.
That's fun.
And it's very collaborative. He's become one of my close friends now.
She did this thing where she we're all like smoking weed around Joe List, me, Luis Gomez, and Karen Fian, and we're all talking and shooting the shit. And he doesn't smoke weed. He's sober. Mm-hmm. And we're just like smoking. And she just like and for a moment, just like 10 seconds, List was just like this, like. And then as we're talking, she just slowly zooms in on the sad face of Joe List. And he's just like, yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that, but that is funny.
One of the building blocks of this podcast by design, because I would watch myself and see things I didn't see when I was editing it, how much awareness I lacked on how people were responding to me, et cetera. And at first I felt embarrassed. And then I'm like, no, that's part of the context. So we would always... Just reaction shots are the first note I'll talk to anybody about. Always show everybody's face. Push in. What are you doing? Some reactions of you?
What was that beep?
I thought it might be Larry.
Damn it.
It's my call time tomorrow.
On this show you're doing?
Yeah. It's fucking so early all the time.
Is the TV show already on?
It comes out in February. February 8th, 8:30 a.m.
My birthday is February 12th. Remember, when you see a show, that means you only have 4 days to remember my birthday. That's how you remember my birthday. Your fucking hero, Glassman, he's got this new show. Oh, yeah, it reminds me. Ari Shaffir's got a birthday coming up. I got to say something to him.
John Michael, watch how good he is. Put a birthday hat on him. But also, that's Tom. Shout out to Tom as well, our animator. Put his Instagram handle up here. Check out his YouTube channel.
Get this off me.
No, Tom, you don't have to do that one. We don't love the frame by frame. The poops is already so much.
All right.
It's so fun working with people who like comedy. That's what also John Michael likes your special so much. He watches everything.
Oh, really?
And if you're a big name comedian and you need an editor for your special, you come to us or him.
That's cool if you watch everything and you still like my special.
He watches a lot.
That's cool. because people at some point go like, yeah, I've seen all
your special's so good.
Thanks.
Dude, I mean, I want this to mean something because people are lip service all the time. It's so good.
Go, just go. I get it. You're like, oh, there's timed or whatever. Since it's YouTube.
Call to action. Here we go.
Especially those who are already on YouTube right now watching this.
John Michael, push in, put a little music.
Open up another little frame and just go Ari Shaffir Jew. You can put Jew comedy special. It'll probably come up.
Ari Shaffir Jew will come up.
Yeah. And then just press play and then get back to this.
Here.
And then later YouTube will remind you, hey, you want to keep watching this thing?
You know what? We like to show how big Rick Glassman is in the podcast space, how big of a presence he has. So here's what I want you to do. Go over to his special. Obviously, give it a like. Very easy. Comment something that shows you came from here. Tyso sent me. Rick Glassman sent me. You guys used to look alike, and now you don't anymore. Whatever your version is.
Yeah. Oh, who is this? Who is this poor man's imitation of Rick Glassman?
Yeah, this guy's really funny, but he's got a smaller dick than Rick.
I'll allow it.
You probably don't have a big dick, right?
That's not what.
Are you selling something different?
I don't know. That's not what I've been told.
Oh, you have a big dick? I got a big dick.
Jews, dude. We've got meaty hogs. Let's touch them. Let's tie them together.
I'm going to show you. Whoa! That's Ari Shaffir Jew in comment. Ari still have a little bit of a smaller dick, but it's not as small as we thought. Why is that such a stigma?
Less massive a hog than Rick Glassman. That's not a bad comment.
Could you do this with the wire? People are going to comment on it. I have my audience, a lot of them have OCD. Out of all.
Really? But they also probably must tune into your OCD and go, oh, that bothers me because I know it's going to bother you.
No, quite the opposite. Sometimes I can't believe they didn't even bother Rick.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, do you know how much? No, I know I shouldn't fuck with it.
You
can
if you have to do it. What did I just see? I just saw something with.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, no.
My head. I don't want to catch this thing.
Because it's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's not supposed to be that way.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be that way.
That's what I do after I eat something that's good, but I didn't know it was going to be good.
What's with the salt block?
It's good light. There's a lot of hard light, a lot of hard light in here, and
they give you a
it's a little warmer. Yeah,
they didn't give me a plaque. I think I could have got one.
You got there's a thing.
You got to fill out.
Yeah,
you get a plaque.
Just got that recently.
That's pretty good. How long have you been going?
This is going to be episode, I think, 181.
And you started a YouTube account 181 episodes ago.
Yeah, 3.5 years maybe.
That's pretty good.
People used to think we looked alike so much that I remember after the Comedy Store one night, well, it happened multiple times. People would-
You got laid thinking it was me.
No, I don't think they wanted to fuck you. But also maybe push it a little, it's not flush. You could fuck with me, but maybe don't. Yeah, great.
I wasn't trying to.
I know, but sometimes when you tell comics, would you not do that? Then they're like, I need to do this. That's what jokes are.
Dude, I was in China and they were like, Shanghai, and we did shows. And they were like, hey, no making fun of the government.
A lot of people speak English there?
It's only expats that come. And Hong Kong's different, but Shanghai and Beijing, it's only expats.
Hong Kong, that's what I do when I grab a woman's tits. Hong Kong.
And they go, don't talk about the Chinese government. And they're like, okay. And like, but we also know that when you tell a comic to do that, it makes them want to do it. It's for real.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spy in every show. Don't do it. It will get us shut down.
Well, okay. And spies are watching, just so you know, I meant Hong Kong is what I say.
Right, not
they're
Hong
both,
Kong.
Yeah, they're both H's.
Right.
Yeah.
I got it.
Or should I call it a double H's?
So wait, do a flush? Big what were you going to say? Multiple times at the Comedy Store. Got there.
People thought I was you or say I look like you. But then, so this anecdote I'm about to tell you was after I've experienced this enough. Like, oh, I get what's happening. Uh-huh. I wasn't confused. Someone said to me, they saw it. They see it the whole time. In fact, if you want... John Michael, here's what I think I want to do. I don't want to do this.
I'm in a plane. What
is maybe
it?
From here on out, mark this. From now on, in the root of the videos, we will put a lower third for Ari's special every time we're in at least the room cam, if not his cam. I just don't want to lose the physicality. It's distracting.
All right.
Someone said, good set to me. Yeah, they said, good set. I didn't
and
perform.
That's how you knew they didn't think it was you?
I hadn't performed. But good raz. I didn't go up. Good set. I said, thanks, man.
I took they really it. Thought it was you.
I thought it was you.
Yeah, sorry.
I said, thank you so much. And he said, yeah, I came here to see you. So he knew of you already and still thought. Fucked his wife.
Dude, I went after Big
honk,
J.
Honk.
After Big J did a special, we went outside, do some outside shots on Fremont Street.
Why'd you
in
do
Las
this
Vegas?
As if you didn't really do it? Outside, like.
I don't know what I did.
I had a sandwich. Like, was it not a sandwich? Air quotes.
I feel like I didn't do this. Sorry. I feel like it went like, I might have been like, but it wasn't, it was like.
We'll see. Cut back to it.
Get back.
We're outside.
Yeah, I don't remember what you did, but I feel like that's what you did. I feel like you.
I remember barely doing it, but maybe.
Well, let's cut back. Let's see.
You know, me and Jay went outside. And
to Fremont Street. Mm-hmm. And we were going around there. And then there was a Jelly Roll concert. You know Jelly Roll?
I know the donut.
Rapper.
Jelly Roll in my pocket, big stands in my dome. Can't stop rocking till I get home. We got the jelly, got the jam, got the big ass cinnamon. Bun ain't nothing unless you put it in the Benjamins. Holla at it when you cut back. Sit back, drink a cup of coffee, dunk that. Dunk trap, put it in the back seat, let it lap. Dance, clip clap with my big dick. Ha ha with a little tit. Come, gush man, Jelly Roll. Is that the same guy?
Possible.
Okay.
And we went outside, there was a Jelly Roll concert, and somebody was like, oh, Jelly Roll? To Big J. And he goes, no. And then he turned around to hope that I didn't see that, and I did see it.
We'll put a side-by-side for people who don't know.
Yeah. And I started laughing, and then they didn't take no for an answer.
Like, oh, they believe
you are Jelly Roll. And he's like, why would I be in the stands at my own
have
concert?
To be logical about it.
Yeah. They go, we met you in Louisville. And he's like, I'm not Jelly Roll. They didn't take it. They were like, you are.
Do people say you look like anybody?
Rick Glassman.
Do they still say that?
They will now. No, they won't. I don't look like you anymore.
I didn't think we looked that much alike then.
We did.
We both look very Jewish.
Yeah, that's what it is. When people go, you look like my cousin so-and-so. I'm like, you're racist.
Right. People think we look alike. Or people who think that Asians or black people or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're part of that world, you know, like, no.
Right.
But you zoom out even a little bit.
And they're like, well, you are exactly the same.
Did you wear, you wore glasses.
And thicker glasses, too. It wasn't like the wire. It was like, you know.
I had bigger glasses then, too, though.
Yeah. Curly hair, a lot of hair.
When did you lose it?
I always had a little bit in the back gone. And then, like, I don't know, it just happened.
Before or after you had sex with your first black girl? And do you think there's a correlation if it was after 2012?
It was after I had sex with a black
girl. I think it's better if you say.
Let me take that again. John Michael, let me take that again.
Well, I know we're going to have to bleep this. I already see your head. I already know the math. I don't want to cut you off, but I mean, come on.
John Michael, let it roll. Yeah, it might have been caused by that.
Jelly roll. John Michael, jelly roll. Sometimes someone will say something and I'll go, and they go, what? And I go, don't. And they go, really? And they go, okay. And then we bleep what they said. So people think they maybe
That it was way bad.
Yeah, but they just said, like, I'm hungry.
And like, oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bleeping really could frame things in a way where it's like, it was not even that big of a deal until you bleeped it.
Yeah, and then it was like way worse.
Bleeps are kind of like Twitter telling you what you said was wrong. Yeah. I didn't care until you felt the need to bleep it.
Yeah, you ever have them Twitter go like, and then they don't even just take it down. They go, you need to admit this was wrong and take it down yourself. Until then, you will not be reinstated.
I'm sure you talked about it.
No, I don't agree with this. It's fine. Amplify times two. Oh.
I have a word that I want to use that I don't use much. Fix every time you fart, it's like the plant wilting. It's the wire falling. I have a word that I want to use that I don't use much. I believe you probably talked about this ad nauseum. So I don't want to go into it too much.
Where did ad nauseum come until you're nauseous? Is
perhaps.
That ad nauseum?
I'm sure it's Latin and not that, but also maybe it's that. Yeah. I could look it up, but we're too deep in the episode at this point.
Yeah.
When you tweeted the thing that nobody liked, or a lot of people didn't like, you tweeted a lot of things was an issue?
It's like everyone's like, the thing I'm thinking about is the one thing you did that stirred the pot. When that I've been stirring the pot for so long.
Well, my question is, whatever the thing was, what was it that made you be like, all right, I'm moving?
What do you mean moving?
Didn't you leave because of everything?
No.
what you talked about on Tim Dillon.
What I like about you is when you get canceled, you flee the country.
I wanted to flee anyway.
Yeah.
When Delta was going up again, I was like, sweet, get it higher. Yeah. I'm going to Peru.
When you get canceled, you are like in a third world country, literally hacking through the jungle.
I'm not going to be having a good time.
Oh, yeah, no, that's just wrong.
Oh, that was just, you were just joking.
Yeah, COVID hit a month later, and I stayed.
Then I never thought anything of him. Like, I didn't know you went anywhere.
Yeah, no.
The way you described it was like you traveled the world because of it.
Yeah, years earlier, I went to Southeast Asia. And then, like, the next winter, I went to Ecuador. Yeah, no.
Yeah, because I'm like, I didn't realize that there was a thing, there was a problem with stuff.
No, just some dorks here or there. Never really a problem.
Some what?
Dorks.
What do you mean?
Dorks.
What dorks are what?
They just, you know, dorks get dorky.
Yes, but I meant like,
yeah, no,
did you move LA because of a thing?
No,
why
no,
did
no.
you leave LA? Just to fuck a black girl?
That's 12, yeah, I wanted
that's
to try.
That's wild, man, really?
It wasn't just because of that, but also I wanted to try what New York comedy was. You know, right. It's such a like romantic idea, like this other side of the world in comedy that I didn't really know the references. I didn't know these comedy bookers, and I wanted to know them all. I wanted to know what it was like to stand up. And as more of my income came off stand-up and less came off like acting, you know, then I was like, why don't I go where the stand-up is more like heralded and more sought after and more
heralded.
Like,
what does that mean?
It's more like respected, you know, and then you can do more of it. You know, New York is the better comedy city. LA is a great comedy town, stand-up town, but like New York is better. And it's like to not have lived there as I'm becoming only a stand-up.
Right.
It's like seems silly. And I was like, I want new adventures. I want new streets. I don't want to go to Fred 62's yet again, you know?
Ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum.
When I go to New York and do shows, I feel like I also don't take the subway much.
I could see that.
So I'm taking Ubers everywhere, and it's fine. But everywhere takes a while. Are you smoking from a bong the way you just drank that? And I like performing there, but I get tired. Like, the shows are cool, but like when I go for 5 nights, I'm doing some podcasts and or a press thing, or I'm there for a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to do comedy. And by the time it's time to take a place somewhere, I'm like, hey, does it feel like that when you live there?
No, it took me.
Does that make sense though?
Yeah, it does. It took me some time to get used to the amount of stand-up you can do. So when I moved to, when I started doing stand-up here, I would do stand-up once or twice a week. And then Jordy Fox, when he was still a stand-up comic,
Jordy put his Instagram handle here.
He said, hey, that's not enough.
Right.
You got to do it like 5 nights a week or more. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, where? And he showed me how to get up, showed me the back of the LA
Chuckle
Weekly.
Monkey. Remember that place? I don't know if that's still a thing. It showed all every show, including open mics.
Yeah. They had all of them listed. Yeah. And he told me about it. And I was like, okay. And to go from 1 or 2 a week to 5 to 8 a week was like this growing pain of like, I can't keep up with this. And then within a couple months, that was just my standard. Mm-hmm. It's like when you start working out. You're like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then the guys who work out all the time, it's like, you go to the gym after work. You do it every day. They don't think twice about it because they built a habit. Going to New York went from 5 to 8 times a week to 15 to 20 times a week.
Because you're doing it 2 to 3 times more per
night.
Yeah,
3 times a night. Yeah, exactly. It's too easy. Subway, you know, go home. Sometimes 6 in a night. I mean, you know, 25 in a
night. Even when you're older, like you staying up that late?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You doing shows that start at midnight?
Yeah, I only at the Cellar in AM. I pretty much only do AM spots.
Huh.
And they're great.
Yeah.
A Monday at 1:30 AM is a crowd of such degenerate scumbags that you don't have to explain any of the references.
How does that differ from a
Saturday at 8:30?
OR. No, I'm saying at the Comedy Store.
Saturday at OR, you get a lot of actors.
No. I'm saying a late night weekday Cellar versus late night weekday Comedy Store.
Doesn't go that late anymore. But when it did, it was similar. Porn stars would be in the audience. Mm-hmm. You get real fucking scumbags in the best way possible. You know,
in the best way.
Yeah. So if I say like, if I just make a joke about fentanyl, you don't have to be like, fentanyl's this thing that like it's infected in cocaine. Cocaine's a drug. It's just like, you guys get it. You're out. You should have been asleep 3 hours ago. And not only are you not asleep getting ready for work tomorrow, you're still drinking.
So what you're saying is it's cool. People that have reference points of darker things.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make them a better crowd.
It does make them a better crowd.
Because that's the stuff you talk about.
Yeah, and I want to, and you can't really do it as well at a different time. You know, Friday night at 8:30, they're like, oh, wow, this is our weekend night out. They're squares.
The stuff you did in your special, none of that, you explained everything anyway. Nothing, no, people don't need to know anything. And if they do, it only adds layers to it. Is that not what you're normally like? That was a special that was curated a certain way.
Yeah, I was curated all, but then there's stuff I can do late night in New York that I could only do there.
Top right, go.
Yep, nice.
Well, easy on the indoor stuff, please. Ari, we not? Ari? Thank you.
Is the pillows or the camera?
It's just everything that's not the brown.
Oh, shit, sorry.
It's all right.
I did wash my hands at the one I went to the bathroom.
Your knees.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. I'm so much better than I used to be, but that really does, like, chemicals are going through my body right now. And I know I'm drunk, and it's fine, and I'm okay. And it's good for me. I don't know if that's good for me.
I apologize. I didn't do it on purpose, but I still apologize. I didn't even think of that.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm still going to post the episode, but imagine I just pull it.
Damn.
It's such a fucking thing that it sucks that sucks. It sucks that that sucks, man. And it's easier on a podcast because there's something performative.
Let's order a new couch.
No. Hello, why the fuck I got a white one? I don't understand.
So you can see the damage.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's
seeing it is that's the bleep.
No, because if you can't see it, that's like it's there and I don't know. No, you want to be able to see it. There's no. I don't want to demean you, but like,
go ahead.
Some parts of you are like, okay, if it was stained, I would see it, so that it's not there. I can say it's not. If it was this, you'd be like, maybe.
But that's
a piece
the thing.
Of poop
it's
on
not
here,
about stains.
Know. It's about germs.
It's not even as logical as germs. It's about things that don't make me feel. All right, check this out. Stop it. Stop, man. Come on.
Wait, I'm trying to blow it off.
No, I don't want you. That's blowing it off
worse.
A birthday
that's
cake.
Even worse. That's even worse.
Which is fucking mental that that's still a thing. I never got that.
And you think Larry David's just going to take his shoes off
he,
you?
He, first of all, he would get it because it's obvious. And second of all, if not, the shoes does nothing. I've never had anyone not take off their, not be willing to put on a shoe cover. Ever.
Oh, you have shoe covers.
Yes, like those disposable.
Yeah, for
not
museums,
great, but
for museums. You know, Brett Weinbach.
Yeah.
He didn't like taking his shoes off at the TSA, and he would take the.
You don't have to at TSA pre-check.
He didn't do pre-check, and he would take the Ziploc bags they gave for the toiletries, and he'd put those over his feet.
Yeah, I get that.
And they'd be like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I don't want to."
Because then you put your sock back in the shoe, and then you put that sock on your floor.
And one of the TSA guy goes, "What? No, don't use my bags for that." And then he was like, "Why do you care?" Mm-hmm. And he goes, "You shouldn't. This shouldn't be a problem for you. Look at that lady. She didn't even have socks on. She's going through." Oh. And he goes, "That's the issue.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly the problem.
Yes.
She's why I'm wearing these.
Yes.
Sorry about that. I didn't understand. And
I
should have thought more.
I appreciate it. And you know what? This how much I appreciate that is. People who have things, I have things. Other people have things that I might not get, and I don't even need to. I mean, I'm interested. I'll ask if you want to share. But if someone says, "Oh, you know, please put the blue side facing front," which means, you know, it's like, yeah. I mean, get that makes you feel safe.
Is that big for you? Okay, no skin off my back. I won't do that again.
It's very easy. So I do appreciate if somebody.
And when you said, I was like, "What am I getting too close to the camera? Is it going to autofocus wrong?" I wasn't even thinking my knee.
Well, I manual focus.
Yeah.
Not for that reason.
I had this when I was quarantined, you know, the beginning of COVID.
I remember.
Went to my parents' house because I was like, I'm going to get locked into my fucking apartment in New York. We were like, what if this truck stop and there's no food? And my dad was like, "You want to come to the suburbs with your dog?" And I was like, "Shit, yeah, that would be good." He goes, "Go quarantine for 2 weeks in an Airbnb. Then we'll get you. Once I know you don't have COVID, I'll pick you up straight from like we're not seeing anybody." And, anyway, eventually I started getting on my parents' nerves. And my dad called me to the kitchen one day and he was like, "Hey, can I show you something?" And I was like, "What?" He goes, what are you seeing here in the sink?" And I was like, "Nothing." He goes, "Nothing?" I'm like, "Some peels, like a garlic peel. I peeled the garlic." He goes, "Yeah, what?" It's just, I'm like, "What?" He goes, "You just leave it out?" I'm like, "I didn't leave it out. I pushed it into the sink." He goes, "You think I would come to your place and just leave this here?" And it was just like, oh, we have a completely different set. I thought I was being nice. And
you
he's
think,
like, no,
you
no,
think
you
the sink is the garbage,
yeah.
And he thinks down the drain is the garbage.
Right, right.
And he's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I've had this conversation with a girlfriend where there's cucumber peels or some lettuce stuff. And it's like, it's not that big of a deal, but it is, you know, it adds up. It's like, I never get to see a clean sink unless I want to clean the sink.
Right.
And I mentioned it and...
She broke up with you?
On the spot. No. Wow. The next, I cleaned the sink and the next morning I never talked to her and she looked at it and she goes, I got it. Like there's such a difference with a clean sink. She had like not seen the clean sink. Not that it's
and
dirty.
Now she saw it. She, wow. And
I get it.
Yeah. Sometimes like, isn't this nice? And you're like, it is. It's not worth the effort, but it's nice.
It's not worth the effort if you have to do it all the time, but if it becomes part of the routine, like cleaning as you cook. Do you clean as you cook?
No.
Do you clean after you cook?
Throw out.
You what? Throw it out?
Throw out pans. Cast iron pans. It's a sign of opulence to me. Chuck them. Don't even wait till they fucking cool down. Chuck them. Right down the, there's a disposable, you know, you just go, and you hear, whoosh,
wait, you put the pan down the garbage disposal?
No, there's a chute, garbage chute, and right. You just fucking, you take a pot handle, whatever, so it's too hot, and you just go. Whoosh,
so do you have a cupboard filled with new pots and pans?
I have a couple, not filled, but then you Amazon new ones.
So how often are you buying pots and pans?
A couple times a week.
Do you sell pots and pans as merch?
No, it's smart though.
It's tough to travel
it's
with.
Heavy, yeah, to travel. Shirts, stickers is really better, but pots and pans, not worth the fucking.
What merch do you have if you were to push one thing that you'd want people to go get right now?
Pubic hair. I'd like to sell some of my pubic hair.
Is that real?
Yeah. And they're very valuable.
And you package it and ship it yourself, obviously?
Oh, no, live only. You got to know it's authenticated. So at shows, I'll sell it.
Swear.
I won't. It's a lie.
Mm-hmm. I don't do that either. In fact, I don't even want to say. I'm going to say it. John Michael, bleep this whole thing. I don't want people to know. I don't know why I don't want them to know, but I don't because I say this to people in my life.
John Michael, hold that bleep until we hear what he says.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be bleeping now.
Yeah.
Then no, I'm not going to say it in case John Michael flakes phone. No, I'll say it. I don't make promises. Sometimes.
Because you're so afraid of breaking a promise is bad. You know, you don't invite people to bar mitzvah, to a bris because you have to go if you get invited to a bris. So what you're supposed to do is just go, hey, we're having a bris for my son on Tuesday. And that is implied. We'd like you to be there. But if you go, hey, I'm inviting you to the bris, you're like, oh, fuck, dude, I had a fucking meeting on Tuesday. I got to drop that now because of this.
Stop bleeping now. Everything he said was so directly analogous to what I said that it was going to be deferred. So that's going to be 18 seconds of bleeps. Sorry, dude. And also, you're going to have to bleep this. It's not that I'm worried about lying. Zoom in slow.
I mean... You come here, you expect your words to be heard, and then these fucking bleeps come in.
Fix that. That's how I felt about when I did Chrissy Chaos. Are you friends with Chris Stefano?
Yeah, I am.
We did a 2-hour podcast. The back half was so funny. It was all great. But the back half was like a lot of energy, a lot of physicality. I'm falling off the couch. I'm giving.
Yeah.
I'm in New York. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got an Uber black to get there.
Yeah.
After the hour, Patreon. Puts it all on Patreon.
It puts the whole thing on Patreon?
After an hour, Patreon. Yeah, there's no ending. There's no even cutting the middle section and then keeping the ending so like I know it was packaged. And it's like, listen, I get it. I really do. But tell me before I come. Because I came here for my words to be heard. So I get what you're saying.
John Michael?
You know what? Keep it
I
in.
Want you to do the right thing. And I want you to unbleep all that.
No, I'll keep it bleeped.
I want you to maybe bleep. Okay, let me just throw this out. Bleep two seconds of him go bleep that just go and then stop it.
No.
Fade it down.
You know, you don't
so you can hear over the bleep what he wanted bleeped and then the people hear it because you can't silence. So you can have a little underneath and just know that that's Rick Glassman coming at you and Ari free the word Shafir.
Market sent it to me and absolutely not. And here's the thing. Nothing you said.
Who's paying your bills?
I am.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Nothing you said is about freedom. Nothing
oh, yeah?
Okay, bleep that.
Hey, what am I doing here? This is the America you want to see?
Dude, you are reminding me so much of my friend Michael Diamond.
Oh, spasm.
I get it. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Oh, fuck.
I get it. Oh, my God. Push. Right here. Oh. Push.
Okay.
Also, wash your hands again. Do you ever get a Charlie horse while you're having sex and you're too in? Yeah. No, you're fine. Sit. But don't touch anything when you leave. No, you're fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay.
You know my rap I told me to do when I started doing comedy? And I was still talking to them. They said, do you have to use electricity? I'm like, yeah, I'm holding an electrical mic. And they're like, anything else? I'm like, yeah, my job was, I was a cover booth guy at the store. I'm like, my job is literally to turn the light on. And they were like,
on Friday nights.
Yeah. And he goes, can you do it in a shinoi? Which means if you have to do something wrong, do it in a strangeness. So you're conscious of it.
So like you would do it
with your elbow.
Really? That's a thing?
And I was like, Rabbi, I'm not going to hold the fucking mic with my elbows.
I was picturing the lights
you
could
do. Hi, everybody. good to be here. I'm like, why are you doing that?
As you know.
It's a dark, deep story.
Oh, what were we just talking about? There's something about the bleeping.
Chris D. Unbleep all that. Free the words. Ari Shaffir, free the words.
You're making a stance.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because
censorship.
It's a hot button. And yeah. I'm not going to be manipulated by this.
What are you going to do? You going to make the button cold? No, dude.
Make the what?
Button cold? This is all about censorship.
Oh, by the way, whenever you bleep him, have it be with one of his farts.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Really putting it back on you.
Uh-huh. You want to be heard? Well, why can we be heard? All the shit that you're spouting out of your mouth.
Go to the Patreon and hear what I actually had to say. In fact, don't. Patreons get the bleep. The people get the unbleeped.
I'll tell you what. We'll throw on Patreon. No, we won't.
God damn it, Rick.
You sound so much like my friend
this
Michael
Diamond.
This is
why Diamond. Benji hates you. This is why he's always talking shit about you. Because of this kind of shit.
Let me see if Larry David thinks Benji hates me. This is fun. You got a spot soon, though, at the improv, right? We got to end it?
The improvisation.
How long you? How often do you come to L.A.?
Not that often.
I'd like to have you back on when you're here again.
Yeah, this is fun.
I'm very tired. I've just had long days, and I just finished work, and I'm tired. And I'm very happy with the energy that I had for this, but I just feel a little out.
Really? You know your own line.
Yeah, it's
you ever seen a comic get off stage? Like, that was great. You're like, oh. Oh, okay. And you're like, whoa, you're a worse comic than I thought you were.
I don't have that. I often feel that if I'm not disappointed with what I did, it must be okay. Farts. Blur his mouth right now and fart. I'll tell you what part do you want to bleep? What was so important that...
You think I remember?
Yeah, exactly.
You think this is stuff I remember I'm thinking about all the time? This is your world, man. I don't remember.
This is fun,
legitimately,
dude.
Legitimately, I don't remember. But I remember. Don't want it bleeped. What was it?
I remember what I said.
What? You can be ready to bleep this. Be ready in case.
I don't like to make promises.
Yeah, and then I said, I don't remember. Yeah, I guess you can bleep it. I guess you can bleep it.
I know you're funny. I don't remember your stand-up. You're a funny guy, and I've known you, and I've seen you do stuff. After watching your special, dude, you're fucking so funny. And I probably would enjoy this just as much. But just like, you know, when you know somebody's funny and you're just like, I'll give them, if there's something that's whatever, you give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, I take that back. I would have had just as good of a time if I didn't watch. Because this isn't stand-up, Ari, to me.
No, this is not stand-up.
That's a completely different. Yeah. Not that that's not you. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's like a curated.
Being good on podcasts is a different
that's
thing.
That's a craft. Yeah. That's
also
a thing.
You gotta hit it off.
Yeah, this is like just a guy in the living room. And you know what else this is?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a headphone on.
Fuck
if
shit.
He could hear you, God I could hear
it.
You.
God damn it.
This is something that is real.
Is real.
Hanging out with a Jewish friend. There's something, because I have Jewish friends.
They don't want us to do that.
I don't have that many Jewish comedian friends.
You know why?
Sam Morrell.
Sam Morrell's a good Jew.
I apologize if I'm leaving people out. I'm sure
they're trying to drag wedges in between us. They don't want us. They kind of push us apart on purpose.
Who's
by design.
They?
I do.
Who's they? Right.
The
Right. Bleep it.
And I get it because
when he said the and put it for me too, fart noises.
It's like you ever watched Watchmen?
I've seen the movie, not the show.
Okay. Oh, the old movie. Well, in the show, Dr. Manhattan.
Spoiler alert. Great.
I'm just going to spoil it for you, though.
So, spoiler alert.
No.
Well, we just did.
I deny it.
We'll put a red bar underneath everything he's saying if you don't want it. By the time it ends is when he's done talking
about it. This show's been done. I'm going to tell you to take that off. That show, you've had a couple years to have watched it. There's no spoiler alert. This is a.
It doesn't mean you can't talk about it.
There's a reference to, oh, it's like when Lincoln won the election over there. Hey, hey,
know who won the election. At some point, no, it's part fiction. Of the zeitgeist. It's part of the zeitgeist.
You're allowed to talk about it. Spoiler alert.
No, you know.
Disagree.
At the end of Pulp Fiction, when the guy comes out, spoiler alert. No, that's nuts.
Yes.
It's part of the zeitgeist.
It's respectful.
To whom?
I just saw
people who weren't.
I just saw Jerry Maguire for the first time.
Did he
bleep that?
Come on, Rick. That's ridiculous.
Cover that up with a different fart.
Beep that.
Fix this.
At some point, he made himself become a human, not able to remember who he was.
Oh, like Men in Black. Spoiler alert.
Men in Black.
Tommy Lee Jones, Men in Black 2.
Yes, exactly.
Spoiler well, that's alert. All you had to say.
Yeah.
And what's that in reference to?
They keep us apart because they know if we're friends, another 9/11 will happen.
Do you think... Is there any truth to what you're saying? Any?
Yes.
Because I feel
I joke around a lot.
I know you joke around a lot.
I'm dead serious about you and I plan 9/11.
No. Wait a minute.
Rick, remember it. You remember it. I know it's in there.
I remember I had a pager during that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was in class and I was getting notifications of what was happening on my pager.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading it to the class.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Okay.
I don't.
Beep all that. That was too admissive of what he did.
We don't.
And
beep.
In fact, there is no statute of limitations on treason. So, John Michael, beep all of what he just
beep,
said.
We don't beep. We bleep.
It is really.
That's you a good don't T-shirt.
Bleep? We don't bleep. We
honk. We bleep. We do not beep. You know that's for the road runners. I was going to ask you something. Special, funny stuff. Jewish people kicking it. There is a familiarity with just. Even the noises and the yawns and the sitbacks and the way you even comedy yelled. Yeah. There's something Jewish. And I'll tell you something. A Jewish comedian is just like a higher level Pokemon of a funny Jewish non-comedian. I grew up with you. I grew up with people like you.
Right.
But before they mastered their craft. But there still is that raw Jewish guys hanging out. That I really don't have that much of outside. Like, I have that with my family and my childhood friends.
Benjamin Rocket doesn't count.
I also don't see him that much.
Oh, really?
No. But I do feel that way when I'm with him. There is something when you're with Benji. Sandy, Danto.
You just hit it off.
There's just something like easy to be around. And I wonder, is it easy
you
to be around?
Stick to your own is what you're saying. And I get it. I don't agree with you. It's bigoted, but I get it.
My question is it... Answer this sincerely, because it contradicts what you're trying to accuse.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Is it because I'm Jewish and it's familiar and it's easy to be around, or would non-Jews? Because I think that, I think people really like me when they like me. And it's not because I'm Jewish, but isn't there something about this energy that isn't just attractive to Jewish people? Obviously, a lot of people hate us.
Australians, people like Australians. But sometimes they're bogany and bad travelers. But generally, you hear an Australian accent, you're like, oh, who's this guy?
Is it the accent or is it the energy? Because I've...
Accent, energy. It's all intertwined.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're just a fucking goblin, dude.
I don't know what's coming out here.
You have been the foulest guest I've had while still being... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I try to be respectful, but I'm not very respectful, so it's a constant effort.
But the question is, do you feel that comfort when you're with a Jewish person? Before you know they're Jewish, if you can't tell... When you find out they're Jewish, you're like, oh, right,
sometimes
that's
it's
why.
Turn off, though. Sometimes I'm like, ugh, this guy.
Why?
Anybody who's like, I'm a member of the tribe. I'm like, ugh, quit it with the fucking tribe.
As the guy whose special's name is Jew, you know? I mean, if somebody leans in, it's you.
Yeah.
It's Jew.
Generally, though, but.
You've leaned in since I met you.
Yeah.
You've always been the Jew guy.
I have been the Jew. I asked Freddie Soto once. He was always like, you're the Jew. I'm like, dude, I'm in an industry where there's so many Jews. Why am I the Jew? And he goes, look at you.
Yeah. But you've also chosen it. I mean, you have 3 minutes on the yeshiva.
Yeah.
All right. I think we'll end it. Ari, since for real, this was people watch. No, I'll say it now. My eyes are almost going to water.
Yeah.
This was so fun.
Yeah. It was.
You're
good
so funny, dude.
It's fun for sure.
Thanks for coming over.
Does that not bother you? The fucking close to, what is it? Close to.
Todd Glass has brought it over as a gift.
Yeah, does not bother you? It's hanging slightly over the edge?
I keep stuff there until it falls off, and that's when I know it's time to get rid of it.
Wow.
Oh. Speaking of which, Todd just texted me.
Oh, really? Is he with Ellie David?
We might have to bleep this or edit it out.
but as a voice note, and let's maybe we could end the podcast with a 52-second message from Todd Glass.
52 seconds, not bad. I'm going to call Uber while I do this.
Rick, it's Todd. Sometimes I like these voice memos. It's like you don't really feel like talking, but you want to say more than you can in text. Like I said, I don't. I rarely listen to podcasts when I do them. But that was really enjoyable. I loved everything you did. The Vermont Comedy Club melted with that little commercial. And you put a lot of hard work into it. But, I mean, even if you didn't do anything to it but record it, it was just fun to do. But watching it with all those little tweaks and being excited, oh, I wonder what he did there. Oh, I wondered if he ended up doing anything with that. I wonder how the call with Dave went and, you know, and all that stuff. It was really great. It was really great. And it was just a lot of fun to do. And that's all I wanted to say. You're a good man.
Farts into the mic. You know, that's a great message and that's sweet, but it proves my point. What and it was nice to listen to.
Jew.
Text.
Text.
Text it. That 52 seconds.
Text all that? No way.
That's I could have gotten it in 20.
How about this? Voice text. Listen, he's in a voice call and a voice text.
Of course.
What did he do? Call you or just left it in a voice text?
No, I like that because there's emotion behind it.
Did he voice text it or call you and leave a message?
No, that was a voice message.
Yeah, right. I guess. One of those like you
but
hold
you can't
it.
Pause and you can't rewind on them. It's like you have to start over.
Oh,
but you were going to say Jew, like that's a mensch message.
Jew, yeah.
Yeah.
Mensch.
I'm going to get you an Uber.
I would get, oh, here it is, Hollywood Improv. I'll get it.
No, dude. You got to let me get it.